Going to take you now to a community where presidential primaries and politics can seem far away. It's a largely African-American neighborhood in Washington, D.C. In fact, parts of it are in sight of the Capitol Dome. The unemployment rate is almost triple the national average. More than a third of the children live in poverty. The recent epidemic of shootings in this pocket of Washington has helped give the city once again a horrendous designation as murder capital of America. While most of the press focuses on the primaries, an unusual group of young people here is focused on trying to beat even tougher odds. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
A teenager was standing next to his front stoop late last year here in the nation's capital when somebody walked up to him and shot him point blank in the head. His family lives in one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the city. Most of Washington hardly noticed his murder. The Washington Post covered it in 43 words. Quote, a teenager was found fatally shot about 2:05 a.m. Thursday in the 2200 block of Prout Place Southeast, police said. Diamond D. Teague, 19, who lived on the block, was pronounced dead at the Washington Hospital Center at about 8 a.m., police said. End of quote. But people who knew him said, this young man deserves more than that.
First of all, he was happy. He wasn't a lost soul. You know, he grew up in the quote-unquote hood of Southeast, but the community raised Diamond. And Diamond, I guess you could say, is a success of the community and how the community raises a child.
David Smith worked with Teague, and when he went to his funeral the week after the murder, he discovered that hundreds of people felt the same way. There was standing room only at the church. So many people came to the funeral that it took more than an hour to file past the open coffin. Some people glanced at Diamond Teague and kept moving. Some people touched him and lingered.
Man, boy ain't grieve, baby. It's all right.
More than a dozen young people filed past the coffin wearing uniforms. Diamond Teague was part of a group called the Earth Conservation Corps. Dave Smith is the Corps' assistant director. He says Teague was one of their stars.
The thing that sticks out most for me about Diamond is his spirituality. Diamond was not religious or ritualistic. He lived his beliefs, and that's a huge difference that I saw that made him stand apart from most anybody I've ever known. To be 19 years old, 18 years old, with the kind of knowledge and wisdom and understanding that he had, it was just obvious that. To me, he took great pride in his accomplishments, but the thing that I saw him at his happiest is when he made a difference in somebody else's life. That's what he lived for.
The members of the Earth Conservation Corps are trying to transform this community, and in the process, they're transforming their own lives. This is one of the worst neighborhoods in the nation. The killings along these streets help give Washington the highest murder rate of any big city in the country. Halfway through the service, some of the Corps members walk out of the church and stand around glumly on the front steps. Shante Moore, Christopher Long, and Sherman Keith Jr. say they can't take it anymore.
I'm so tired of burying my friends. I'm tired of going to funerals, saying goodbye to somebody who's only 18.
Two friends of mine were killed, and my uncle was shot up at the same time. He survived. He was shot in the stomach with an AK.
It's too many. My senior year of high school had to go to 11 funerals. Yeah.
It's 3 days after the funeral, and Corps members are fanning out along a grimy road next to a cement factory. They're picking garbage out of the weeds and stuffing it in plastic bags.
We're going to focus on this area, clean up on the exterior of the gate.
The Earth Conservation Corps is dedicated to the notion that if you give young people the responsibility to literally clean up their community, then maybe they can help get rid of the poison that's destroying it. The Corps got started back in the early 1990s. A Hollywood producer named Bob Nixon came to Washington to shoot a film about the environment, and he stayed and set up this program because he felt he had to do something about this environment.
When we came here, you couldn't see the river standing here. There was trash heaps 100 feet high.
We're not standing in the postcard part of Washington with all those majestic monuments on the banks of the shining Potomac River. This neighborhood's in another part of Washington, on the banks of another river. People call this area Southeast. Most of it's physically cut off from the rest of Washington by a river called the Anacostia. And the community's economically isolated, too. This is where the city puts the factories and freeways. This is where they put the projects.
They didn't just dump trash here, they dumped people here. There are, you know, 90% of the public housing communities in Washington are within a mile and a half of this dump right here.
The Corps recruits most of its members from those housing projects. They sign up a couple dozen every year, and it pays them to restore the community. At the moment, they're using jackhammers to break up an old industrial parking lot on the banks of the Anacostia, so residents can stroll along the river for the first time. And Corps members say they realize that they fit stereotypes about young people in the inner city. Some are welfare mothers. Some have criminal records, like Darius Phillips. Phillips weighs 280 pounds. He's got a stud in one ear. People on the streets here used to call him the Big Hurt.
And you can say something about, say something to me. You don't even have to say anything. You can look at me a different way, and I'm down your neck just like that.
Phillips says before he joined the Corps, he used to sell crack. He stole cars. He robbed taxi drivers. He went to jail. Now he's out on parole. He's 22 years old. Phillips and the other Corps members say when they first heard about the Earth Conservation Program, the last thing they cared about was cleaning up the environment. They were looking for a way to survive. The Corps will hire you even if you have a criminal record or you're a dropout. They pay roughly minimum wage, plus you get health insurance and a $5,000 scholarship if you go back to school. But something else starts to click the first time that Corps members like Phillips get out on a boat.
Southeast is supposed to be a place of degradation and poverty and disgrace, and a lot of people don't give it a chance because they don't, I feel that they don't understand what's going on in Southeast.
They head about a mile up the Anacostia River. They leave the housing projects and factories behind, and suddenly they see their community in a new way. The river winds through forests. Great blue herons swoop past the bow. Phillips has been with the Corps for about 6 months now, but he says this journey still amazes him.
Basically, like 5-10 minutes away, I live from here. And this is not all I know, but this is a part of me. This is my heritage, and to be a part of something so beautiful. I wish you could see the landscape around here, because it's overwhelming when you look at it around here, and then you can say that I'm a part of something so beautiful.
The problem is, this river has become one of the most polluted in America. Health officials estimate that more than 1 billion gallons of raw sewage get in the Anacostia every year. A court has ordered city officials to start cleaning it up. At the moment, Darius Phillips and a teammate are heading out in one of their pollution patrols. They've heard that raw sewage might be pouring into the river, and they're investigating. Sure enough, there's a waterfall of liquid pouring out of a concrete pipe which sticks out over the water. They take out a box of test tubes and a video camera.
I'm at the mouth of Beaver Dam now, ready to take 3 more samples.
Phillips videotapes the whole scene. His teammate gingerly sticks some test tubes under the flow and talks to the camera.
Hello, my name is Jerome Glover of the Earth Conservation Corps. This is the first day of testing for our water quality investigation.
Corps members shoot video of almost everything they do so they can document how they're cleaning up the community.
What do you think this is?
I have no idea what it is. It hasn't rained in like 4 or 5 days. In 24 hours, we should know.
And the next morning, they have the results. Glover shows off 3 test tubes filled with brownish liquid, like they're some sort of prize.
And these big glops right here, it shows that the Anacostia is contaminated with fecal coliforms. Coliform, it's like human crap, for real.
The Earth Conservation Corps has been doing this work for more than 10 years now, and that's a big accomplishment, especially when you consider the obstacles. For instance, more than half the young people who sign up end up dropping out before they finish their one-year term. Some were on drugs. Some got kicked out of the Corps because they started fights. Corps members today say if they're really going to succeed, they have to remake themselves. They have to unlearn the behavior that helped them get by in the streets.
Remember, for feedback, there are no negatives. We accomplished this, and we can improve this.
Corps members meet once a week in a kind of support group. They learn how to work together and how to control their anger. On this particular afternoon, they sit in a circle on folding chairs. Some are scowling. One's playing with a hunting knife. The Corps' assistant director, Dave Smith, referees.
All that bull job y'all doing is played out. That's what I gotta say.
It was specific. specific?
That.
All right, what are you talking about?
That.
Specific.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, play
that. You want us to stop teasing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She asked in group, so work on it, y'all.
Shut that up.
When he talks to us back outside, Darius Phillips says he almost got into a fight with a fellow Corps member just a few weeks ago.
Me, I'm very short-tempered. I used to be very, very short-tempered, and I would go off just like that.
The way Phillips tells the story, his teammate got furious when he wouldn't help her with something. She said she was going to kill him.
I said, is that a threat? And usually, if someone say yes, then I'm down your throat in the physical as I'm trying to kill you. You say you're going to kill me, let me get at you first before you get to wherever you got to go.
What'd you do differently this time?
This time, I relaxed. They tell you you have a short window where it's your thinking process time, and you use that time right there to think about what happens if you do something, the consequences that follow behind that. But this time, I used all of my skills that day, and everybody was proud of me. my supervisor, you know, Dave, and everybody was like, man, I don't believe you did it. You actually did it.
Still, no matter how much the Corps members change themselves, they can't control the rest of their community. And since this program began, a Corps member has been murdered almost every year. One of their members was beaten to death with lead pipes. Another was raped and killed. One was stabbed to death over $10. One Corps member was riding his bike when he got caught in the middle of a shootout. Three more were shot execution style. Then last October, Diamond Teague was killed in front of his house. And Corps members say when they heard that another colleague was murdered, at first they felt almost numb. But when they found only two sentences about it in the newspaper, they got mad. Shantae Moore says, here we are working to save an endangered river. We're the ones who are in danger.
I want the people of this city to know that because a black man gets killed in Southeast, he's not just a drug dealer or a gangbanger, or he had enemies, and not just to discount him as a nobody when he deserves this press. He deserves for people to know him and know his life.
It's a sunny Monday morning, and the Corps is back at work near the banks of the Anacostia River. City officials are talking about spending billions of dollars to develop this area and make it a national showpiece. So far, they don't have the money. Meanwhile, they've given the Earth Conservation Corps a forgotten patch of land that's squeezed between two factories. And now Corps members are hauling off piles of junk so they can turn it into a public park. Darius Phillips gives a tour.
Back in this area, over this side, is the park area. And I guess we will have benches and little tables and everything.
When Corps members talk about their future, they sound as if there's no limit to what they can do. Some of the Corps members have gone on to long-term jobs or college. Phillips is focused right now on transforming this barren patch of land. I asked him,
do you really seriously picture that anybody's going to come out here with a picnic in a year and hang out in the middle of this ugly industrial area having a hamburger?
We see the bigger picture. We're just the beginning of something that's going to be beautiful. All great things have to start at the roughest. And I say in about a year or two, I'll bring my family out here and stand out here because I'm going to be proud of something I had a hand in doing. I had help. I helped construct this area. That's always going to be a part of my life.
The Corps is planning to dedicate this project later this year. The mayor of Washington, D.C. says he'll come. They're going to call it Diamond Teague Memorial Park. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
For more, you can visit our website, npr.org.